Hey friend, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so that you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited that you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we're going to rise and shine. Let's go. Hey everyone, I am so excited to be here with you today. Today, we're exploring the question, are you believing lies about yourself? We're going to dive into this acknowledging that maybe some of the beliefs that we have about ourselves, which were developed in the depths of our trauma, aren't necessarily accurate, not to harshly judge ourselves, but to lovingly assess so that we can discover what is true. So what qualifies me? How did I end up here talking to you about uncovering the lies that you're believing? Well, I'm on a healing journey from years of childhood trauma. I am making new choices for my babies. I am breaking toxic behavior patterns. But I want you to know that it hasn't always been this way. See, I grew up believing that life happened to me. I was simply a victim, lost in the shuffle of events that I couldn't control. Abused as a child, absent parents, bullied at school, no real friends, yada, 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 the list goes on. I believed that I was unwanted, unlovable, and unworthy of being happy. I believed that I was a waste of space and air. And after I had my first child, I was a mess of fear. I was scared, petrified actually, that I was going to hurt my child like I had been hurt. My fight or flight response was triggered bad. My emotions were all over the place. It was the worst roller coaster ride ever. And to top it all off, I was scared to say anything. Eventually, I was able to open up to my husband, and healing was able to start. And through all of that, I had come to the realization that I am not my parents. I have the ability to make different choices. Part of that is making the choice to heal the years of repressed emotion. Over the last 3 years, I have learned how to identify the beliefs that were driving the behavior that would eventually have led to the same broken childhood I experienced for my child and now children. And how to turn those beliefs around so that I could make better choices for my family. If you're tired of feeling like your childhood is following you around like a dark cloud hanging over your head, you're in the right place, my friend. Today, I'm going to give you a glimpse into how you can identify those beliefs that are untrue and holding you back from making better choices for your family. And stay tuned until the end of this episode to get another puzzle piece for stepping into mamahood with fierceness and confidence. So here's the thing. 95% of your thoughts are subconscious, meaning that you aren't even aware that they're running in the background. They just play out in our lives without us even realizing it. You could really classify these thoughts as habits. Okay, you just do it. You go on autopilot and you just do it. We do things and we don't really know the why behind it. Or on the flip side of that, we don't do things that we know logically in our mind will help us, and we don't understand why we don't do those things. Oftentimes, we chalk it down to not having enough time or shrugging it off as, well, it's not that important. When in reality, our behavior, what we do and don't do, comes down to our thoughts, which create our experience and reinforces our beliefs. So if you believe that you are unlovable and your thoughts focus on that, then your experience will likely reflect that as well, which will tell your brain that it's correct in that belief. So how do we change this experience? Well, we have to acknowledge what those behavior-driving beliefs are. We have to become self-aware. I used the sentence starter, "I believe I am," to help me make a list of the beliefs that I have about myself. Now, the key to making this list is to not judge the things that come to mind. This activity really, really, really requires you to release all judgment of this is stupid, this won't work, or whatever it is that's coming to mind to keep you from changing. So that's step one. It's really just acknowledging what you believe, becoming self-aware. You can do this. As I tell my readers in my book, Rising from the Ashes, Reclaiming Your Life After a Traumatic Childhood, you are more than capable of achieving this. All you need to do is make a decision and commit to it. Like really, really commit to it. Are you really ready to commit to stepping into your mamahood with fierceness and confidence. Are you really ready to commit to making new choices and behavior patterns for your family? Are you really ready to finally believe in yourself, believe in your capabilities, believe in what you can accomplish? If you are, and you're sitting there thinking, but I don't have all of the steps, my friend, that is okay. It's okay to not have all of the answers right away. And that's what I am offering to help you with. If you are really ready to do this thing and you're committing to doing one step at a time, the first of which you received today, then I am also inviting you to join me on a Fierce Confident Mama Breakthrough Session. The Fierce Confident Mama Breakthrough Session is a 45-minute conversation where we'll take a look at where you are, discover where you want to be, and zero in on what's holding you back with the purpose of creating an action plan for you to metamorphosize into a fierce, confident mama. Invest 45 minutes of your time, and I guarantee that you'll walk away with at least one major light bulb moment about how to break the chains that are holding you back and create the life of your dreams. Now, if you have really gained a lot from this episode, please, please share it with your friends, any mamas that you know that would benefit from this episode. Go ahead and click the share button, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button as well. And I know you can do this. You can do this. I believe in you.